Thanks for joining us. You can always catch the latest sermon online, but we sure would love to see you join us in person to celebrate and support each other in our love for God, our neighbors, and this church. We are South Britain Congregational Church. No matter who you are or where you are on life's journey, you are welcome here. And now, enjoy another great Sunday sermon, and we hope to see you soon.
Our second reading from today is by Gwen McCann, and it's a commitment of sharing. There is no part of life that God does not touch, infusing his rich fragrance, gritty and real, getting in underneath the surface, drawing out and lifting up, winding love around until defenses are lowered and barriers are broken down, and the power of his love reveals the beauty he intended for all his children. May our actions draw attention to God, to the richness he brings to all life and abundance he shares, setting the scene for us to share too. God helps us bring light into all the darkness of life, spreading hope for a better world, a world where justice is made real by all his children, living together in harmony. God helps to bring salt into the blandness of life, encouraging vitality and joy in living in a world that dares to hope for the future, where all God's children will know themselves loved and valued and treasured. Thank you.
Good morning. Please be seated. I can really appreciate Dave trying to write a sermon. Not my forte. I wrote this, I wrote that. Then I go out for a walk in the fields of gold up in Fairfield Hills. And I would think, oh yeah, God's right here. That's how he's woven into my life. So I would come up with ideas. And then I'd get home and I'd say, what was that idea I just had? So I'm going to start with a definition of weaving. Dave and I both looked through the Bible to find some scripture on weaving, and it was pretty difficult. Weaving was a very important and best developed one of the crafts during biblical times. So there was beautiful cloths, if you think of Joseph's amazing coat, how gorgeous that was, and the threads that were woven into that. So the definition by the dictionary is to form cloth by interlacing strands as of yarn, specifically to make a cloth on a loom by interlacing warp and filling thread, to make something such as a basket by intertwining. So I'm thinking back to my childhood, who remembers the pot holders that we all made and the little looms that we had, and we had to stretch them and weave them, and then you'd get done and you'd find three rows that weren't right. And you'd say, oh, I've got to start over again. Or for anybody who used to work at Fairfield Hills, Linda and Joan, and the big floor looms. And the patients would come to OT, and they would pick up long strands again of loops, like the potholders, all tied together. And they would sit at the loom, and they would make rugs that would go down on the floors, in the dormitories, in the doctor's houses. What a wonderful way to use weaving. So God was working with them, giving them a purpose, something that they could offer. So that's how I felt that God was woven into their lives. So how does weaving fit into your life? I see God as a bunch of threads all woven together. Love, joy, pain, sorrow, all woven into this wonderful being that we look for and worship every Sunday. And I see us as threads of God, that we have the love thread, we have the pain thread, that we have all these threads woven together into us to make who we are. In one of the readings today, it starts in the womb. That's where God starts in our lives. So where did it go from there when you were a child? Do you remember All Things Bright and Beautiful? Great hymn, and it's out there every day. The sun, the stars, the flowers, that's God around us and surrounding us. So we carry God with us every day. We always talk about how God is within us. We are God's children. He's with us every single day of our life, whether it's a good day, a bad day. He's there to guide you. I think he's sitting right here saying, keep going, keep going. So I want you to think, I handed out the kids and some of my other adult friends here, handed out these ribbons. This is to represent how God is woven into our church life. So down in the front, you'll see a cross. And God brought my carpenter to me, who actually put this together for me. So I would, and he said, please take lots of pictures. So God is with us every day of our lives, in school, in church, when we go to work, when we're driving our car, when we take a walk, when we cry, when we pray. So what I'd like is, I have a couple of people that I've already called on, and I'd like them to come up and give us an example of how God is woven in your life and into your church life. And then you're going to weave your ribbon any which way you'd like to, because we are all entwined in different ways. You look at all the committees that we have. We have the outreach, and we have faith formation, and we have property. But we're all working together as God's people. So I'm going to do mine first. God has been with me through thick and thin, and will continue to do that. And I not only feel him privately, but I feel him when I come here to church, for all the support and friendships and love that I get here. Presentation. Johnny?
Good morning. When I think of God woven into my life, I think of it within school, within work, within here, within my whole entire life. As most of you know, unfortunately, when my dad passed away a little over 4.5 years ago, it was a rough time for me. I wasn't sure where to go, what to do, because it was, I found a struggle with that. And I went to God. I came here. I saw all of you. And it made it more clear on what I needed to do in that situation and how I needed to feel. And that was one thing where God was woven in my life. When even within school, being class president and all of it, it's a lot. Especially when I was planning prom last year. And some kids that are on student council are on it more for the college application than to do anything else. Surprise, surprise. But I found that I was able to talk with other people about what to do, and they were able to help me through it. And that prom was one of the, I was told that it was one of the best proms by teachers, by everyone else, and that everybody had a great time. So that in itself paid off, and God was there to help me make those tough decisions and say, okay, we're just going to do it this way, and let's hope everything goes right. Within work, unfortunately, we deal with some irate customers on a daily basis, especially working box office. Not any of you, but, you know. You have a couple on the phone or whatever asking those movie times, and good Lord. But I'm able to just keep a calm perspective and say, you know, they might not have as much, or something might be going on in their lives that I'm not aware of. And, you know, they might be taking it out on me, and after they do that about movie times, they're going to feel a lot better. And to give them that 2 minutes, that might help them down the road. It's not helping me right now, but it might help them. And that's how I look at how God's weaved in my life. And I was sitting here, and I was thinking about it, and for the nitwits and everything, if you don't finish a sweater, you can't wear it. There's no way in which you can kind of like slide halfway into a sweater and just wear it and walk around. Like, it doesn't work that way. But you can't weave God halfway into your life and try to figure it all out. You have to weave him fully into your life. If you don't take the pain, the joy, the suffer, the hope, he can't be in your life all the way if you don't weave him all the way. So thank you.
You want to finish the sermon? Jennifer.
Thank you. Good morning. The older I get, the more I realize just how much I know. And God always reaffirms how much he loves me, and by putting me in touch with people such as yourselves and in the community who have faith, maybe somewhat of a different religion, but have faith in something other than themselves. Life is so complicated. As I look around the room, there's so many of us who have had hardships and heartaches, and today, Judy. But God is there for all of us. He assures us that he is in us and around us, and he's certainly in nature. So God has woven into my life a firm belief that I get my confidence through him. I can do nothing without him, and I am better for being here with you and for loving him. So I would just encourage everybody to start every day by weaving God right into your life.
Thank you. Kathy.
Thank you for not having me go after Johnny. So when Krista asked me about doing this, I did what I always do, and I always say a little prayer to God to let the words that leave my mouth be the right words, the words that will have the impact that he wants them to have. And that's pretty much how I start out every single day. I consider myself one of the threads in God's woven world, and I'm just one thread of a huge tapestry that he has that's all different colors, all different shapes, sizes, and kinds of ribbons. He has saved me from myself on more occasions than I could begin to tell you, some of them pretty serious, where at the time I was not happy, but in hindsight, looking back, it's like, thank you, God, for saving me from myself in that situation. So the older I get, the more I realize how important it is for me to just shut up and listen. And I also try every day to say, please use me today to do something that you need done and help me to find the words or the way or the means to be able to do that. So God is woven into my life, not so much that he's woven into my life as that I try to weave myself into him, because he's always there. It's me that kind of frays the thread now and then, not him. But he always lets me come back into the quilt. So he's just such an integral part of my whole body that my goal in life is to give back and be the kind of person that he is hoping that I will become.
What was that? Oh, good. I'm glad I picked one. Megan.
Okay. I didn't really plan anything for this. This is very spontaneous of me to say. And I'm coming up here today, and my heart is racing out of my chest because I never thought what I'm about to say is something I would never say in front of everyone. So a couple years ago, I went through a very hard time with, you know, depression and anxiety and a lot of that kind of stuff. And I was going through a very hard time, and my life seemed like it was crashing down around me, and I never thought anything would get better. And then I found this church. And when I came here, I feel like a lot of stuff for me changed. I felt like, you know, things started to light up. I saw the light at the end of the tunnel, and a lot of stuff started to get better. And so I found that when I found God in this church, and I came here and I was able to find all of you and see this other side of my life I had never seen before, and I really never knew what was there. It just opened another door for me to be able to, you know, live my life and have an outlet to be here with all these people who love me. So, yeah, thank you.
Okay, so my idea of how I weave God into my life is I just bring him with me. I don't always think about him being there next to me, but I know he always is, especially when I'm put in a little position of surprise. So yes, it sounds a little bit cliche to say that we all leave, you know, we're busy, everyone's overscheduled, but it is true, cliche as it may sound. So one of the things that I find that the effect on this is that I become very either stressed or frustrated because I have all of these different demands, competing demands, looking for my attention and to do something that needs to be done. And it's at those times that I remember that I have brought God with me, and so he's there, and I stop, and I just take a deep breath in, and I'm breathing in his grace, and I ask him to let me use it to do whatever I'm trying to do a little bit better, to be a little bit more calm and positive, and know that everything's okay. And on a little more literal sense, when I joined the church, I was lucky enough to have Jennifer Naylor, my sponsor. And this isn't the sad part. She gave me this little book of verses. There's one for every day of the year. And I carry it with me all week long. And I don't always pull it out and read it. But there are times when I really need to, and I always have it with me, and then I can just stop, and I can grab it, and I can read it, and think on it for a few minutes, and breathe in again, and things do get a little bit better. So that's how I do it.
Is there anybody else that would like to share spontaneously? So, I'm going to have this beautiful work of art, God's art, in the parish hall after the service. It'll be on a table, and I'm hoping that you'll come over and weave yourself into our wall and into our church. I know that this church is important to me, and I know it's important to everyone here. Part of our church is our service, not to just God, to the people around us. And that is our mission, to take the love that God has given us and take it out into the community, to help people who need our help, to support people when they're feeling up and when they're feeling down. At the end of the program, there's a closing thought. I have one more thing to say. I hope you saved this program. I took the readings that are in here came from a conference that I went to, two conferences I went to, and they just seemed to fit for me for this theme. So I hope you reread some of them and see how they apply to you and how it makes you feel, because I know that they made me feel just a lot better. But my closing thought is, and Kathy Summers opened every property committee meeting with this prayer, church isn't where you meet. Church isn't a building. Church is what you do. Church is who you are. Church is the human outworking of the person of Jesus Christ. Let's not go to church. Let's be the church. Thank you. Amen.